And we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos, where it talks about the Ovis Malachas. So the last one of the Ovis are Hamotzi Mereshus Nereshus Chayiv. That the last Av Malacha is Haitzor, carrying out. And it says in Russian over there that you are Hamotzi Mereshus Nereshus from one to another. And it says Russian of Hamotzi. Now, Milayas Kinnon, aren't we talking about over there to call Mayel Eulei, that you also a case of carrying in, where you're taking something from the Shus Rabim into the Shus Yochid, which is really Achnasa. And still the Mishnah says, how mitzi mashma carrying out. Because Rashi says, the Akrocha Kaimel Anami Bahar Dechiyuvim, the Kolei HaMetzi. Like when the Mishnah wants to say the Yad Malacha of Eitzor, the Yad Malacha means all the cases that Yechayiv. So Pshiti Yechayiv Achnasa. So the Mishnah says, how mitzi Mishus Lashus, it also means Achnasa carrying in. And why does it say a Lashon of Hamotzi? So the answer is, by Shabbos, carrying out or carrying in is included in Yitzias. The main thing is, you're carrying out from one Rishus to another Rishus. So Moses says, no, the Dilma may be over there, and the Mishnah all it means is, Kramapik Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. Maybe over there,
taking out
the shul. You only make an Eitzor. Maybe there Hamotzi only means the real Eitzor that you're carrying out from your house to the Rishus HaRabim. But maybe it's not included Hachnosa. So Moshe says in Kenya, that would be the Pshat, Nisne Hamotzi Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. It should have said clearly then, if you carry out from your house to the Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, Maim Rishus Rishus, what does the Mishnah say, Stam, that Hamotzi Rishus Rishus, what's the Stam Lashon? Elamah Diafilu Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid. For sure it means to include even when you're carrying out, when you're carrying in. When you're outside the Rishus HaRabim, you carry something inside to the Rishus HaYochid. That's included in that Mishnah of Hamotzi Rishus Rishus, any Rishus Rishus. And still, the Kokori Lo Hoitzor, that is considered a Hoitzor. So you see, when the Tana uses the Russian of Hoitzor, or Yitzios, it means both ways, carrying out and carrying in.
This question is really asking.
My answer is, for time am I, good, you're proving it. Then when he says the word Yitzios, he means both ways, but what's the reason? Either Russian itself only means carrying out, for time am I. Tonom, kol akiras chayfetz, mimikonoi hoitzor korilo. Anytime you carry the chavis out of its place, whether it's in the Rishus HaRabim or in the Rishus HaYochid, from that Rishus Nevashus, that's what it means. You're carrying out from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, it's also called Hoitzor. You're carrying out from one Rishus to another Rishus. So therefore, even though Yitzios really means carrying out, it's also included in this Lashon, carrying in. Because you're taking it from one Rishus to another Rishus. Now, I'm going to take a step further. I bring it from our Mishnah. Diktoni says now Mishnah here in Shavuos. Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shema Bevefnim. Even the Mishnah Shabbos. Ushtayim Shema Bachutz. The Mishnah Shabbos has clearly these eight cases. There are four by Bevefnim and four outside. For Kamaforish Hachnosa, the Mishnah here clearly explains Hachnosa carrying in. Bring it from Rishus Rab Mitzvah Rishus Yochid, where the Yoni brings in Shemar Minah. We see clearly that even though the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shemar Bo, it's Lav Davka Hoitzor carrying out, but it also means to include carrying in. And the Svar is Akiros Chayfetz Mim Kremei is also called Hoitzor. Rava Marava says, some of our Shemim, Rava means to change the Lashon of the Mishnah, that Rishuyas Ketoni, instead of saying the word Yitzias in the Mishnah, it should be written Rishuyas Ketoni. It just means Rishuyas Shabbos Shtayim Shemaba. In the two different Rishuyas of Shabbos, means Midiraisa, there's a Rishus Rabin, and there is a Rishus HaYochid. In between these two Rishuyas, there are the eight cases that Yechayiv, Shtayim Shemaba Befnim, Shtayim Shemaba Bachutz. But the Mishnah does not mean the Lashon of Yitzias, but according to Ravina, according to Rava, that would mean carrying out. So if we change the Lashon that Rebbe meant to use the word Rishuyas, in the Rishuyas of Shabbos, throughout these two Rishuyas, of Rishus Yochel and Rishus Rabin, you could have Shtayim Shema Bachutz and Shtayim Shema Befnim. But first you learn, he means to change the Girsa in the Mishnah. Others, other Parashim learn, no, Rav is not changing the Girsa, Rav is just explaining. when Rebbe used the word Yitzias, he meant to say Rishuyas. That's what he meant to say. Like Yitzias here is really a nickname for Rishuyas. No. Hold cup now, you gotta hold on to this. There's a little difficulty. Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shemarba. Maris Negoyim also, there are two cases in Midiraisa. The Torah says to Ace, Uba Harris, the Torah says. These are two Maris that are Midiraisa. The Harris is the widest, and Seis is less than that. Now, Tznan Hossam, we learned in the first Mishnah in Negoyim, Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shemarba. There are two cases that says clearly in the Torah. Shemarba from the word sapachas means there's an added on a tolda. Teach one. This ace has a tolda and the beheris has a tolda. So there are four that says clearly beheris and seis. And each one has a tolda. We have four different white colors. Now beheris, that's the brightest one there is. That's azar kesholim. That's the whitest thing we have is sharp white snow. Strong white snow. That's the whitest there is. Shniyala, what's the tolda for Beharis? Shniyala, its tolda is kisid heichel, the whiteness of white lime that you use to build your house with, to shmir over your house. That's called kisid heichel. Now, seis, that's the second av. Now, seis is a lashon of rising, it's a little bit higher. So Rashi explains, something that's darker looks higher. It looks up. Where something is more wider, it's more omek, it's more deep. So the Torah used Lashon of Seis. That's the second type of a whiteness that's not as white as Beharis. Therefore, it's called Seis, a little rising. It looks like it's a little above the surface, even though it's not, but just appears that way. Something that's wider appears deeper, and what's a little bit darker, it appears above. So Seis means a rising. That's only Kitsema Lovin. That's like what nice white wool. Shini Allah, what's its Tolga? That's Kikrum Beitza. That's the white peel, the membrane underneath the shell. It's not the white shell, it's not the white of the egg, it's in between. Mm-hmm. It's the krum beitza, that thin white membrane, that's the least amount of white that you can have to be tummy. Anything less than that is tahor. Let's see a little bit Rashi just. Shnayim Rashi says, Shnayim suvim, it says two in the Torah. Seis of Harris. The sapachas, that the Torah says in between sapachas, ain't a shame nega. That's not a shame of a nega, but rather it's a toffel. It's secondary to teach us each one has a tolda. Shein arba, yesh nechol arabas lem beis toldas, mribuya the sapachas. Now, beres azak ashelig, azak means levon abuse. That's the most white we have is snow. The kama forest, we know, how do we know this? Shnei kesed heichel, the afakav did sem eloven, azak, livnu seha misid, even though wool is whiter than Sid. Now these are two ovis, that the whitest is snow, the second whitest is wool. Still, why do we say Sid in between? Our korchok says shuav korav eluvenusa shel beheris. Because after beheris, then comes says. That's the second av. That's the second whitest too. Ela shegvoya mimenomat. The Seis is a little bit higher than the Beharis. Miterech Shein Alav and Kumo, since it's not so white. For Choldova Shocher, anything that's black, Nira Gevoyim and Alav, it looks above, it stands out more than the white. Lefika, therefore, Nikra Seis, it's called Seis. Vihashnias, Shinis Rabbalhim, that we have a tolda for Beharis, Sid Ukrum Beitzer. Now Vihashid Lovan Minakrum. Sid is whiter than the Krum of the egg. Anything less than the krum of the beitz is not called a nega. Ela boyik, that's called boyik v'torhu. Now, shnei maris shel toidus, these two maris of the toidus, halavona liyav halavon, that the sid, which is wider than the krum beya, that's the tolda of the stronger one of the beheris, hagvoya liyav hagvoya, and the one that's lighter, darker, that's for the, that's darker. Hilkach. Sid la beheris. Therefore, Sid, which is third in category, goes if is a tolda for the beheris. Or krum, which is the fourth, the least, that's la seis. That's the tolda for seis. That's how we say that the kids, if will have a white scale, it's beheris. Snow is the whitest. Then comes white wool. Then comes seis. Then comes sid heichel. That's the third in line, which is a tolder of the top one of the Harris. And then comes Krum Beya, that's the least, which is a tolder of Seis. These are the four ways. Yeah. Now, the Gemara asks the question now. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Man Tana Maris Negoyim. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah, or this Mishnah at least, in the first Mishnah of Negoyim, which our Mishnah brings down the same Lashon, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? So we have to say, to like Rabbi Akiva, our Tana here is not like Rabbi Akiva. Does not come out according to Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Di Rabbi Akiva, Kivon di Yomar, Zu Lamala Mezu, Zu Lamala Mezu. Rabbi Akiva says a Lashon, out of these four different colors, they go down a scale. One is wider than the next one. And included in this Lashon of Zu Lamala Mezu means, like we'll soon see, there's a din of its darkness. You could put together two different colors. In other words, you have to have a white spot the size of a grist, size of a bean. That's how much of a white spot you have to have on one part of your body. If it's less than a grist, you're tall. What's going to be if this one bean spot is one grist? Let's say it's the size of a penny. So half of it is going to be a color of a beharis, and half is going to be a color of a seis. Are they mstarif or not? So the key holds, it's zu lamala mizu. One color is mstarif to the color next to it. And we just said there are four colors. So the bottom one is mstarif to the one on top. But it's not mstarif if it has to jump twice. If the bottom one has to jump twice, it's not mstarif. The third one is not mstarif for the first one. Only the third to the fourth to the third, third to the second, second to the first. That's the starfish. That's what Akiva's lashon of zu lamala mizu, zu lamala mizu. That the scale is the way we said it. That there are four different whitenesses, and it goes up the scale. Again, snow is the whitest, beharis. Then comes seis, then comes sid, and then comes krum abeya. And he says one is above the other one, and they're only mitzvah one to the other. So the Gemara is so in Cain. If you learn our Mishnah, that there are two different categories. There's the av of beharis, and there's the av of seis in Cain. Tiharto sid hechol militzvah bahadiman. There'll be no tziruf sida hechol. The third one cannot be mitzvah to anything. It has no tzarfus. See, the hechel cannot be mitzarf. Why not? Man mitzarfi. Who do you want to put see the hechel with to make it together? It should be a shear. Let's say you have a half of a penny's worth of see the hechel. Which other white color could come in and make it into an egg? You have half see the hechel, half something else. Which one? Let's see. Mitzarfi bade beharis. If you want to be mitzarfit with a beharis, take Sidah Hechel. You have a half of a penny's worth of Sidah Hechel, the white line. And then the other half of the penny next to it is made out of the strong beharis, like white snow. Ika says that if you're skipping twice, because in between Sid and beharis is Seis. Seis is the middle white. The white wool, we said, is in between the two. And Rabbi Kivo, you can't skip a double. So therefore, Sid, which is third in line, cannot be mitzarif with the first in line with beharis. So you cannot put sid bahadi beharis. It's jumping twice, because after beharis comes seis, comes white wool, and then first comes sid. So you cannot be mitzarif sid number three with number one with the beharis. Okay, so beharis is out. Now, litzarfi bahadi seis, okay, so we'll put it together with a second color. The second color is seis, that's white wool. So we'll put together Sid, the third color, with the second color. So Moshe says, no. According to our Mishnah, Lav told the Dehu. Since our Mishnah says, Shtayim, Shem Arba, Shtayim means to say there are two different Avos. There's one Av of Beharis, white snow, and then there's a second Av of Seis, which is white wool. Now, since you put them into two separate categories, true, each one has a Tolda. A Tolda could only be mitzvah with its Av, and not with a different Av. So therefore, you cannot put Sid with Seis, the Lav told the day, because you're telling me now that Sid Hechel is a tolder of what? Of the Harris, not of Seis. So the Sid is not a tolder of Seis, so you cannot put Sid together with Seis. So therefore, Sid is left out. Sid cannot be mistaken with anything. That's the question.
According to Rabbi Kiva, the concern.
Rashi says, Im Kain, Rashi says, Im Kain, Devishon and Bloshin Ovis for Toldos. Our Mishnah says, Ovis and Toldos, Tiharto Mara Hasid. The Mara, the third color of Sid, white lime, Milistarif, can't get together with any other color. Midatanya Lis Sid Shnil Beharis. Since our Mishnah learns that Sid is a told only of Beharis. Vulaitoni Nami Shnil Say. That doesn't say like Rabbi Kiva at all. According to Rabbi Kiva, a Sid would be a tolder for Seis also. But our Mishnah does not say that. Our Mishnah says that Sid is a tolder of the Harris and not a tolder of Seis. For Re'af Miseis He Prusa. Now Sid is even less, a third color, it's after Seis. Says so Shmamina Srirle Latano, our Mishnah holds the Loi Basmina de Seisi. That Sid is not a Min of Seis. For Le'er Mitzvah for Bahado, and it would not come to include get together with the Seis. Sid and Seis not go together, because Sid is a told of the Harris, not of Seis. Or Mehashto Bahadi Manitzar, who can we put Sid together with? E Bahadi Beharis or Viet Sonav, or Iko, Seis, Shikitsema Darifimine, Belubin. There's an in between color, there's the Seis. Nimtza Beharis, Lamalimin Asid, Shteimilis. It comes out now that if you want to put Sid together with Beharis, it's number three to number one. You're jumping one in between. Rabbi Akiva Shita is Zuma Malami Zumi Boy. Rabbi Akiva holds no. That we could put the two colors together, it's only one. It's three with two, two with one. But you can't jump or put number three with number one. So therefore, according to our Tana, he cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. If you tell me that the two of us are separate, there's Beharis and then there's Seis, and each one has only its separate Toldah, that Sid only applies to Beharis and not to Seis, so it's not like a Bekiva. So our Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. Yes, that's what Moses is saying. Di Rav Akiva, Kiva, Yom Mizu, Lama Mizu, Lama Mizu, Him came to Yad, to the Hechel, Mitztar, Badiman. Mitztar, to Sarv, Adi, Beharis, he could say, Sarif, Yom, for the moment, this, Ihochi, if so, why Yoni asking me a question about Sid? Why don't you ask a question, Kurum Beitza Nami? Bahadi Mana Tafe. She asked the same question about the fourth color, about the krum, the membrane of the egg, the fourth color, which tziruf does it have? Litzarfe Bade says, if you want to tell me, I'll put it together with its av, says, which is number two, again, Ika Sid, the other Fene. There's color number three in between. So how could you put color number four, the krum Beitza, together with says, with the second color? You have Sid, the lime in between. You can't jump two colors. According to Rabbi Kiva, Elamilet Sarfe Badi Sid. No, let's put together Krum Beitza number four with number three with the white line. Again, no, Lav Bar Minayu. It's a different type of a tolder. Sid is a tolder of Seis, and is a tolder of Beharis, and Krum Beitza is a tolder of Seis. So the two different tolders, you can't put the two together. So why don't you ask me a question also? According to Rabbi Kiva, Krum Beitza has no Kitzarfus. Someone says, no, this will not be a question. Why not? Beitza, the fourth one, will not be a question. Someone says, hi, my, what kind of question is that? Bishlema b'leisid heichel, if I would not have a question,